Monday, March 18th. There's a store, deli, food shop, catering company, a plethora of things under one roof called Kitchen Cabaret in Roslyn, around where a bunch of people probably listening to this right now grew up, so you probably know about it. But I don't go there that often. It happens to be right near my mother-in-law's, where she lives. So when we're out there at her place where we were this weekend, it's an easy like stop by to get like an egg wrap or a smoothie or a salad or something. And there are very few venues that I walk into, especially, you know, brick and mortar, and especially food places like this. Like I walk in there and I'm in awe every single time of the business that they've built and that they have there. And most impressive is the way that they use every inch of this space to have so many different things going on under one roof. It is not huge. I would guess 2,000 square feet maybe, and that includes the kitchen. And they have a little wing over for sit down and meet with, like a desk, meet with someone for a catering. And then they have a pizza place. And then they have, you know, any type of sandwich you want and prepared foods. And then they have a barista and a coffee area and a smoothie place and a make-your-own-salad place and a juice bar. And they have sushi. And then on top of that, just in the prepared foods, they have kid sandwiches and kid chicken fingers. And they have tons of candies and all kinds of chips and drinks. Like, everything, power bars, everything you could possibly think of in this pretty confined area, organized so nicely, and like quality products. And I'm just like, God, I every time I'm walking around there, trying to avoid running into any fucking dickheads, because it definitely is frequented by people that I don't care to see. Beyond that though, like looking around, I'm always like doing this like inner applause. I'm like, oh wow, now they have that here. Oh, and they did this. Oh, I love how they like stack these on top of this to like gain more shelf space. Like, it's just super impressive. So next time you're down Glen Cove Road, I would highly recommend just popping in there, even if you don't want to eat something, even though they have everything. And I'm sure that you can find something, whether a snack or a lunch or a dinner or breakfast or anything. Just go in there and look around and just see how these people are organized. It's very impressive.